Hey, this is Ryan Rogers, and I'm the pastor at the Palmer Seventh-day Adventist Church. I hope that this message gives you a glimpse of how beautiful our God is.
So if you don't mind, I would like to start this off with a little prayer on our knees. Dear Lord, I thank you for the blessings you have bestowed upon us. I thank you for the miracles you have done. I pray for one more blessing. I pray that you use me as your servant to get your thoughts across, to bring your message here. Lord, please use me. Please use me. In your name, amen. So today I would like to start us off with Romans 12:12. Just as a reminder, I'll read it. Well, that's 15. Rejoice in hope, patience in tribulation, continue steadfastly in prayer. Now let's put a pin in that, and let me tell you a story. A story about a man who had been doing the Lord's work before I was born. See, this man is my father. When I was about 13 years old, my father was admitted to the hospital, to the ER, because he had septic shock. When he was doing the Lord's work back in his day, he was in the Marshall Islands, I think, and he contracted an infection. This infection would open him up to other problems down the road, another one of them being this very infection. Well, unsurprisingly, the doctor said when we brought him in, if you would have brought your father in 24 hours later, he would have died. Now, as a 13-year-old boy, that was shocking. It was crazy to realize that I could have lost my father. The man who's been providing for me and who's been leading me in my spiritual journey could have died. What a shocking thing, especially for a 13-year-old boy. And it forced me to realize something I didn't want to realize. Guess what? I had been taking my father's relationship I'd been taking it for granted. I had been realizing, wait a second, I had just been worried about what I can get out of the relationship. I didn't value the relationship itself. I valued what I could get out of it. For a 13-year-old boy, it blew my mind, and it hurt. So the next week, as he was in the hospital, I prayed, and I said, God, please heal my dad. Bring him back his strength. And as he came home after a week in the hospital, 8 more weeks in bed with an IV drip, he couldn't get out of bed. He was stuck. My dad was on death's door. It was a very unstable time in my life, and it forced me to realize something else. As I was praying to God, I was saying, Lord, let me rephrase it. Lord, give me. Lord, give me this. Lord, give me that. To say, saying, Lord, please give back my dad, that's not a selfish thing. But I was always, my prayer life was, Lord, please give me. Lord, give me. And at that time, I stumbled onto a verse, Romans 12:12. Let me read it one more time, one part. Rejoice in hope, patience in tribulation. I had to have patience in tribulation. I had to have patience while my dad was dying? How? And then later on, it just never made sense. And then as I continued through life, I started to struggle. And then I started baptismal studies with our pastor Ryan, an amazing pastor. And he opened my eyes to something. I had another revelation, an amazing revelation. Guess what else I was taking for granted? Not only was I taking for granted the relationship that here on earth with my father, my earthly father, but I was taking advantage. I wasn't truly appreciating the relationship that I had with my Heavenly Father. Continue steadfastly in prayer. See, when God was here on earth, when Jesus was here on earth, he prayed to God. He prayed hours and hours and hours on end. Do you think God was on his knees saying, Lord, I've got a great Christmas list. If I could get some new sandals, a new robe, that would be great. No. He was there, and he was praying to God, and he said, Lord, thank you. Lord, thank you for the relationship that you have allowed me to have with you. Thank you. Thank you for the power that you have given me. Thank you. Thank you for even allowing me to have a relationship with you. If Jesus on earth has to pray to God and thank him and keep and maintain that relationship with God that he's had in heaven, what do we need to do? We're mere mortals. Do we not need to be on our knees and say, Lord, thank you. Thank you for allowing us to have the opportunity to pray to you and to build a relationship that will last forever. The most meaningful relationship. Continue steadfastly in prayer. See, for me, continuing steadfastly in prayer, what I saw that is, okay, before I eat, let's pray. Okay, let's pray I'll be safe on the roads. Okay, Lord, thank you. But I realized something. Continue steadfastly in prayer. We get the privilege to have a relationship with God. Let me say that again. Have a relationship with God, the person that created you, who created everything. We get to have a best friend, a personal relationship with him. That's the true meaning of prayer. To build that relationship. To be thankful. Say, Lord, thank you. And we get to rejoice in the hope. We get to rejoice in the hope that we get to be with him. We get to be patient in tribulation because we know he has our back. We get to be patient because we know we have the relationship. And finally, we get to continue steadfastly in prayer. We get the opportunity to build that relationship. I say relationship 500 times because it is important. You cannot pray to God, and well, you can, but you can't pray to God and say, Lord, give me, without Lord saying, thank you. So as you go on through your week, as you go on through 2020, remember, 2021, glad that's gone. As you go on through 2021, rejoice in hope. Rejoice. Be patient in tribulation. And continue steadfastly in prayer. Continue to build that relationship. Continue to be thankful. What an amazing opportunity. So as we close with prayer, remember and rejoice.
Thanks for listening to this message from the Palmer Seventh-day Adventist Church. Find us online at palmerak.adventistchurch.org and at pastorryanrogers.com.